So the exhibition tries to look at the ways in which Delphine Seyrig, as an actress, started to reflect upon her work, on her profession, and what it means in terms of the femininity that she's performing, so what it means in terms of the gender performance that is part of her work. So that's how she started to reflect upon her own profession, and then throughout the 1960s, and then of course after 1968 and the beginning of the feminist movement.
And what is also important is that this exhibition tries to understand in what kind of a constellation of relations she worked, what kind of research she was leading together with other women. That's very important also to say. She was not the only one doing videos in that way that would give voice to the others or listen to the others, but she was an extremely inquisitive mind, self-reflexive woman, and this helped her to be very curious about different subjects.
Video was conceived as a collective form of action and as something that enabled to listen to what other people, especially women, had to say about their condition, their repression, etc. So what is very important in Delphine Seyrig and Carole Roussopoulos and Les Insoumises practice, generally speaking, is how they were able to turn a device that is meant to produce images, so to visualize the person, how they were turning this device into a listening device, actually, into a tool that enabled to listen. And this is, of course, crucial to feminist practices of the 1970s, which were very much based on the idea of sharing experiences, of listening to each other, and so to try to find a way that the image is not the place where the person, the woman, is objectified, as it happens in the cinematic, in the cinema, but where video is a place of encounter and of listening to each other.
What is also important to add is that this exhibition tries to show that feminism in France also took place through images. There is a certain established, let's say, understanding of feminism in France which passes through literature and philosophy, much more than through arts and video or even cinema. So through this personality that Delphine Seyrig was as an actress but as an activist as well, we try to show that it was as important as literature. So her relationship to Simone de Beauvoir was something very, very important. But what these women did with these relationships was actually trying to contest the image representation on one hand and media representation on the other hand.
That these women were part of a constellation of relationships, of networks with other women across the globe, with migrant women living in France, with women who were struggling in other parts of the world. So it was very important for us that this transnational dimension emerged in the exhibition. So we have a room which is really devoted to the different struggles. For example, Delphine Seyrig, her first video, which is called Inès.
An important relationship was between Delphine Seyrig and Carole Roussopoulos, who was the woman that was one of the first women in France to have the portaback camera, the video camera. And Carole had also relations with friendships with Jean Genet, for example, with whom she traveled to Jordan at the time of the Black September, and had also due to that established certain alliances with Black Panther members that came later on to Paris, and she traveled, for example, to Algeria, where she gave ateliers for learning to use the video device. So also this relationship between Delphine and Carole certainly informed the importance of political struggles outside of France to this collective of women.
I think the legacy of Les Insoumises and the legacy of the video projects that these and other women took in the 1970s has been overlooked for too long. And I don't think it's not a coincidence that this exhibition is taking place in a moment where we felt like their productions have a direct resonance.
So it's almost devastating sometimes to see that these fights that they have been fighting for 40 years ago and more are still taking place and are not resolved today. So in that sense, yes, I think the exhibition has an important pedagogical role, because it's very important for younger generations to understand that certain struggles have been going on since decades and have not been resolved yet. So, and how much actually the women as subjects, not only the women obviously of color, but also women across different classes have actually been engaged with for very long.